Hi, Ken.
Kendra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, we're back.
We're back,
Yeah.
and we're better than ever.
Well, we'll see.
We're the Hess truck. It's here.
Wait, does it say better than
You
ever?
know the Hess truck's here, and it's better than
I
ever.
don't know a theme
It's the Hess
song. No,
truck
is
this
that?
year. The Hess truck's here. That was all those lyrics were
Oh,
jumbled up.
it was a playoff of that song.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a what? It's a
It's a
popular song.
classic. It's
Wait,
a
so
classic Christmas tale.
is this the commercial that would come up to let everyone know the new Hess truck had arrived at the local gas station? Because honestly, I know about the Hess truck,
Yeah.
but I don't remember seeing those
It's here.
commercials.
The Hess
And
truck's
I never
here.
cared about the Hess truck. Did you care about the Hess truck?
No. But I did know when it was
I
here.
feel like that was before my time. How do you know about it?
No, it's continued. They still release Hess trucks.
No, but no one cares, right?
I
Did you have
mean,
friends in high school that were like, Hess truck time?
it's here. No, I mean, high school. Why are they?
I don't know
What?
why I went with high school.
It's like
Grade school?
it's a pretty old. Like I'm just like, oh, I'm really into Hess trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm planning on where to go to college. So,
Yeah, well,
yeah, but he's planning.
why is Hess truck lesser than, say, doing puzzles,
I don't
Kendra,
even. Great
or
point.
puppetry at home with
Stop.
your family? Right, actually, we were just talking about this, how there can be there's a like a level of what you're comfortable with inside your own home when it's just you versus when other people come in. All of a sudden
When were
you're
you saying
we were
this?
just talking about this right before we recorded.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But the
Oh, blowing your nose. Yeah, there's a great. So
Oh, I wasn't even gonna say specifics, but let's go.
my mom says that we always used to use toilet paper as tissues until a friend of either my brother's or mine came over and was like, "Do you have any tissues?" And she was like, just like guiltily passed over like just a toilet paper roll.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of those things where you're like, yeah, we just use those. That's
Yeah,
fine. And
exactly.
then someone else is, and you're like, oh, like,
No, and that's when we started
yeah.
using
Do you think
tissues.
she's fuming right now
No,
listening to
she would
this?
be like, oh, God, yeah.
Telling tales out of
No, it's
school.
like the classic case of just like how consumerism gets you. You know, it's when the 5-year-old
That's a
says, "Can I
classic,
have a
yes.
tissue?" And you
Right. And
say,
you're like, I gotta go buy Kleenex
exactly. Oh, now I'm a
with
brand
lotion.
man. Yeah, no lotion. God.
No lotion?
No, it's terrible for your skin.
Is it really?
It's like clogging your pores around your nose
Does it
with
really?
lotion.
Don't you use lotion on your face?
Yeah, but it's made for your face. It's not made for a tissue.
Wait, so they put
It's not
lotion.
real lotion. It's just
Wait,
like an oily thing.
these like insane people make lotion specifically for tissues. And they put it on the tissue, and then we use it on our faces? Why aren't they making the lotion for our faces and putting it on the tissue?
I think the whole thing is there's plenty of people who aren't using lotion.
The priorities are all wrong.
Kleenex, start making lotion made out of the lotion that you put on your
I don't
tissues.
usually get lotion. I got the lotion this last time. I don't like it.
It's
It makes me
oily.
it well, I don't like lotion in general. We've been over this. I know. I should use
Nuts.
lotion. I should use everything. I get it.
And definitely sunscreen lotion.
I've been using sunscreen more than I ever have in my life. It's
Good for
still
you.
under where I should, like, I'm not doing as much as I should. Kendra, God, what's the beginning of the show? Is it for you scolding me nonstop with my skincare?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
That's
okay.
actually, I think we've written it into the script,
Well, I
so.
need it, apparently. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't know how to take care of my skin. You know who does know how to take care of her skin?
Oh my God, Perry Gilpin. She
She's a
has beautiful
she's
skin.
radiant.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of
And we
Perry
are
Gilpin.
speaking about her. Yep. Okay. Let's go. Move on.
4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
So, Kendra,
Yeah.
we missed last week.
Yes.
Sort of a
A last minute
last minute,
adjustment.
sort of.
Yeah, it was always coming.
We, right?
Like
Yeah.
every week that we managed to get an episode up, I was like, whew, that was by the seat of our pants.
I want to confirm a few things. This show goes on.
Yes.
And it will go on. And we're
Yes.
committed to the show. And
Absolutely.
we really have fun doing the show.
We do.
And we're going to keep doing it because we have scores and scores of listeners.
Yes, that's
Scores means
exactly
hundreds,
why.
right?
Yes. We have like
We got listeners.
we have
We're making some dough off this.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. But we're still doing it. But we knew, like, during the summer, it is a little more loose.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got, you know, there's a lot of travel, there's a lot of, you know, stuff going on. So, you know, we kind of sensed that it might be a week that we're like, all right.
But I think it was good because it really grounded us in what we care about doing, which is both talking about something that we've both seen.
Oh, what? Has that happened?
Well, I mean, you caught up on something that we were going to talk about before, but we couldn't. Because it was just
that was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right?
No.
No. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Stranger Things Season 3.
Yes.
We're also going to dabble in some Little Women. And by the end, I think I'm going to convince us that next episode we should be talking about Dora.
What? It's not even out.
No, it is out now.
It came out today. It's in New York?
Guaranteed.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a dumb question. But it was
in New York? Have you heard?
No, but I think it was the Rare movie that was in L.A. before New York, or they weren't out at the same time, because I think
it was the 9th, which is yesterday.
9th is yesterday. All right, good. Once again, calendar math. Oh.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, we're calendar math. She's got it.
We're telling people what day this is, which I know you hate.
I do.
Any sort of pinpointing of anything specific. Yeah. Time, date, location.
Specifically location. Yeah.
Guys, we're in the Bronx. It's December of 2012.
Okay.
Stranger Things.
What did you finally finished?
I don't know if you remember this, but I had to watch season 2 and then watch season
3. Yeah, how was that back to back?
It was fine.
Did you think
they're kind of doing the Star Wars Death Star thing a little bit with this monster? Like, I thought they might do more of a like serial thing where we're dealing with maybe a different force, but it's kind of been...
It's the same monster. Always.
Same monster, lurking. They can never quite kill the whole thing.
It's always there. I literally am just waiting for when it's just like, oh, what is it? And it's just like, oh, it's the little Demogorgon puppies. Like, that's our next fight.
Well,
big boss battle with a bunch of puppies.
And I gotta say, I forgot how, when I was telling you this, I forgot how gross the show was. Because I hadn't watched season 2 at all. So I just started watching, and I watched all of season 2 and all of season 3. Just like getting peppered.
Yeah, and like season 1 is very much kind of a different type of
show. It's still gross though.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know.
It's a lot of introduction. I mean, season 1, I don't know if any of the other seasons, like I don't think season 2 or 3 or any the forthcoming seasons, if they're still doing it, they must be right. It's a,
I hope they don't.
Okay. Right. All right, there. All right. We got that out. But I do think season 1 worked really well. It was like a great little arc, and it was almost a perfect show.
Yeah.
You know?
It was fun.
2 and 3 are great too, though. They're like fun. But it's a little more contrived,
I think,
obviously.
Like, for me.
Contrived. It's all contrived. Anyway.
My thing is, I think it was really good. I thought the season was great, season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2, couldn't remember one thing about it. Don't ask me any questions.
Well, it's been a year for you, right?
Two, multiple.
It has to do a lot with the chief of police and Elle yelling at each other.
Oh, right.
And then he goes off and gets lost in one of those tunnels with all the spores in the air, which I hate.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. If I go down into a little, like, sort of organic tunnel, it's not even like it's metal or anything. It's like a pulsating thing, and there's spores going on.
Honestly, pulsating.
I'm getting right out of there.
Word.
I'm getting right out of there. I don't care if the fate of the world has anything. I'm not looking for, like, the thing that poisoned the farmer's pumpkin patch. I don't care.
Oh, right. There was a whole pumpkin patch thing.
I'm getting out of that thing. It's pulsating. It's vines.
I think the pulse is wrong.
Yeah, right? Like, and then you got, like, these little white spores going around.
Honestly, I forgot that whole season.
And honestly, the people, and honestly to you.
Hey, here's a quick thing. To be honest.
Kendra, I would never lie to you, all right? Here's another non-lie. Everyone that went down to those tunnels, way too lax with the covering of the mouth. They showed them do it so that we're like, okay, good, because of the spores. But then they talk a lot. There's a lot of heavy breathing with it outside of the mouth.
I hate to talk about The 100.
Oh, no, you don't.
But.
No, you don't talk about The 100.
There was a full...
Is this your favorite show?
The 100? 100%.
Like, well, of all time?
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
That much confidence.
Is it weird that...
It gets disparaged so much? Yeah, kind of. It's hard for me.
I haven't seen it, and I've only heard about it through your appreciation and enthusiasm about it. And you're a person whom I respect, and whose opinion, who I don't always agree with, but I always can you know, understand and, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm fine with it. but you said that and it just sounded like a bunch of malarkey to me.
Well, that might be true, but in one of the seasons, season 5 or something, 4, who knows, they all have to wear masks for the whole season.
Yeah.
And afterwards, the entire cast was like, we will never wear a mask again, which is what it all comes down to. Once I open my eyes to the fact that actors must hate wearing, like, just things that are hot around your head where your, like, oxygen is in there and you're in there.
Yeah. Well, and how are you acting then? Right. Like,
it was all glass. It was all glass, but it was still just like, whatever. But it just made me say, like, that's why every single thing that you go watch, you're like, you guys should really be wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah. Like when it's, like the Prometheus movie where they just land on the planet and they're like, it's oxygen and nitrogen, like Earth. Let's pop open those helmets. Right. See what happens.
It's like, it's just what it all comes down to is people hate wearing helmets, which we know about. People who wear bikes don't like wearing helmets.
Yes.
I guarantee actors don't like wearing helmets.
Bike riders and actors, sharing
two
many
common
similarities.
Yeah. okay, keep going.
Anyway, well, no,
spores.
I didn't really mean that. I'm just saying my initial reaction was like, Hunter can't be that great. But I really just wanted to say the word malarkey as a coded message to see who, to show who I'm really rooting for in this Democratic primary, if you know what I mean. That's a joke. Anyway, let's move on. So Stranger Things, right? Spores, hate them.
This is going to be a spoil. It's going to have spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay, so the villain's back. He eats fertilizer.
Well, apparently
he's taking everyone's bodies. It's some body snatchers madness.
Can I say, so we're spoiling full, right?
Yeah.
So apparently I like bringing the Russians in. This is an 80s, show. It's very 80s. Dig it. Love it. And Russians are fun to attack, especially nowadays.
I know. I actually have,
you don't like attacking the Russians. You're for the Russians.
Yes, as always.
And by the way, I'm not talking about Russian Americans, who I know a lot of them are lovely, all right? I'm talking about Russian government as bad guys. I think it's just an easy way to throw someone up there that we all hate.
I just think that the seesaw, it's a seesaw.
Right.
And we constantly fucking do this, and this is how we end up still where we are. Do you know what I mean?
No. I don't. No, I think I know what you mean, but
I think the villainization is whatever, but I also felt like I just wasn't feeling it this time, especially like I think I didn't like, oh, by the way, I really liked this season. I should start with that. I had a fun time. I thought it was fun. I didn't like Hopper's like hopped up aggression in season 3.
I thought he was worse in 2, but I actually
you saw them back to back, so maybe you knew more, but
I think
with his daughter, the whole thing, although it's good because it's not like it's not like changing history where we act like everyone's a good person.
Right.
But
it's a character, and he's a big meathead who's a good guy. And it's like, this is how he's going to act.
No, I mean, like, he is doing things for good reasons.
I think they show
but
that
I think sometimes
he's trying
his
best. And obviously, by the end of this season, I think he's, like, if you're looking for his character to have redemption or for it to, you know, fully suss out.
He does by dying.
Well, okay, so we're really just saying everything. But you didn't tell me this too, and I sent you a text, and you didn't respond to it.
Yeah.
like the coward that you are. But you didn't tell me. I was like, oh, I have 2 more, and I was just watching them, like, right before bed, and you didn't tell me there was a like a final letter written that the person reads after.
Oh, I forgot. Honestly, I forgot about that. And even when I got your text, I didn't remember it until you just said.
So
like,
he had written out a letter earlier on at Winona Ryder's suggestion. Saying like, listen, you are dumb with your emotions and words, so try and write out what you actually mean, and you can get to a point where you can talk to Elle, your adopted daughter or whatever, and what's his name? Little kid.
Shit piece.
But that's the thing I liked about this is I actually was with the chief in this season more because he had to deal with that shit bag.
I know.
And I feel like I would be an angry dad. Like, I'm like...
No, I know. But my whole thing is I'm just so sick of seeing angry dads. I've been seeing angry dads.
Listen, sometimes a dad needs to get angry.
Dad. But
by the way, I want a series of films where one of the sequels is, or what, like one of the slogans is like "Angry Dads Too." Sometimes dads have to get angry. All right.
No, I want like peaceful mediation, dad, where it's just like
he tried to talk to him. The kid was like, "Kid, what do you?" The kid was like, "What do you want?"
I know. And
that's when
laughing.
The kid,
I know,
gets a swirly. All right.
I will say that kid definitely had it coming, but also. They've been through a lot of weird shit. I don't know what's been going on with them. You know what I mean? Like, no one's, like, really focusing on the fact that, like, the trauma is real.
Right.
And, like, that kid being, like...
Ooh. That's a different show. I mean, I think the show does a good job at straddling that and getting... Like, because there's a lot of... The show's pretty emotional, and it does bring out some of those deeper things, but I don't know if I want it to go fully down that path.
No,
Is it equipped to do it? Maybe.
No, probably not.
What's her name's a hell of an actress.
Who?
Elle.
Yeah, Elle is really good.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. What a long name.
Yeah.
That makes you just think like a country star.
I always feel like I made it up. And I'm like, great name that you made up. But I didn't.
Winona Ryder. And I like, wow, it's a very country.
I also like that Winona Ryder. Like, unlike season one, she's allowed her she's not just like sad and freaking out the entire time. And I liked her in season one, and I thought she was really good at that, but it was sort of one note, and like she's actually had a chance to be fun and like...
So you got to see the whole evolution of her relationship with that dude.
Sean Astin.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? Bob?
Yeah.
Jim? Something. That was messed up, by the way. So that was season two, so we can definitely spoil that.
Yeah, and then season three, she's like dealing with the trauma. But I guess it's just like they don't let children deal with trauma.
And then the chief is finally like, you know what? I'm going to start hating on this woman now because we need that plot line of this season.
Yeah, I didn't love... I also felt like clearly it was just like, she might just be into a different type of dude, a sweeter type of dude. And I think that's probably good for her.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, someone's making like a difficult decision... But they know it's the right one. That's her going for the nerds, the little sweethearts, nice Bob.
That's fair, but didn't you think, we'll just call him Bob, it's Sean Astin's character from season two. Weren't you, when he showed up at first, you were like, this guy's kind of a nerd, huh?
A little bit, like...
Admit it.
All I'm saying is, that's what she likes.
Yeah, okay.
She
yeah.
likes a nerd, and that's great, and honestly, way better...
Than Brute Man.
Then, well, like, he's not going to be... Him and your kids are going to get into fights.
Yeah.
He's going to bring fights anywhere he goes, no matter what the scenario.
I think it was an easier way for them to connect so that later on when he dies, which you already said.
Agreed.
And she's there watching, about to watch him die. It has more emotional. Because I think there was just... I'm not saying it was the correct way to do it, but I think it's an easier way to make them sort of closer. Because we know. Yeah. And then, like... He's asking her out earlier on. She's not really sure, but then they're bickering, and then the one guy makes the joke that they act like a bickering couple, and you're laughing, that kind of thing.
You're laughing, overestimating my reaction.
Laughing right
and
now.
And then we're all
I
laughing.
I wasn't talking about Everybody's the show.
Like, okay, right here's now. The other things I didn't like. By the way, I should have like thought about this beforehand because like all of my
all
ideas
the things you
are...
don't like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like that really sweet Russian guy dying. I didn't think that should have happened.
How did he die?
He got shot by the scary Russian man.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I did not like that at all. I thought, like, it would have...
You mean Terminator Russian?
Yeah, but what I would have liked was if... What was his name? It was, like, Emil or something like that.
Smirnoff? That's what the guy called
him. That's what he called
him. You hated
that.
Oh, you like that joke.
No, I don't like it.
Wasn't too insensitive to Russians for you?
No, I think my thing was...
It is awful, by the way.
It made...
Don't go around calling Russian Smirnoff. God.
I didn't like... Yeah, I guess that's what it is. It's taking old jokes and putting them back into the public view. Do you know what I mean? Old, like, shit that I think is, like, okay living where it did in the past.
Yep.
And it brings it like it's the present, and now people think it's funny and it's the present.
I feel like...
Do you know what I mean? That was Cold War, but people aren't looking at that like, oh, look at that Cold War. And I know we still have a complicated relationship with Russia. Like,
it's one way to put
very
it.
Bad. Yeah. But I just also think that, like, it didn't work last time when we did the villainize thing. Like...
It didn't?
I mean, I guess we got to the moon, but that was it.
No, but it didn't. By the end of the 80s, we won the battle. The ball came down.
No, clearly we didn't. Nothing
happened. Communism fell.
I guess I just... I wish that that character had kept living because it made it seem... The way it felt was like the one good Russian died. That's how they were. No, but that's how it was storyline. That's how it was, like,
right.
set up. Whereas, and then the other guy still is a...
Did he die? The Terminator guy?
Oh, yeah, he did. He got thrown into the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they got into a fight. But still, it was like, it felt like there was a lot of the evil ones, and then the one good one died.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's like, any time where you're setting up people against each other in this like, very like, based on...
Yeah, but it's a show. It's a show on these broad themes.
But it's one of the most popular shows.
Right, but I think the context of it is, this is the 80s. All these jokes almost live in the past.
But why couldn't... Right.
Right.
And now they're living in the present.
But,
and now people are
past,
saying Smirnoff. Do you know what I mean?
Like, who's saying Smirnoff?
No, I'm just saying that that's a joke.
I called the one guy on the street Smirnoff, and now you won't live it down.
No, I just think that it's like, it's not letting parts of our past... I agree in doing things, but if it wasn't such a pop culture thing, you know what I mean?
I would agree with you if we were talking about if this was another sect of people or another group of people.
But that's what I'm saying. If it was any other type
of person, this would have been a problem. They're going after a known enemy of the United States at that time. And one that was a big trope in 80s movies was us versus the Russians, us befriending one Russian versus a bunch of others, all that stuff. They're playing in that milieu.
No, I know they are.
And I think that that's a fine thing to play in, and I understand what you're saying, but I just don't think we're not talking irresponsibly about a race of people. We're not talking irresponsibly about... any group of people that actually exists today. We're talking about 1980s Russia, right?
But it's so fictional.
USSR, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
Hadn't broken up yet. And so not even a country that exists today. And I know what you mean, but like the people that hate, that would take this and like you said and not understand the context and would be like, yeah, damn those Ruskies, are the same people that might vote for a president who happens to have a very good and maybe borderline too personal relationship with Russians today.
Yeah.
So where
no,
where's
I know
the problem?
It's super complicated.
Right.
But I also think that it's just, I don't know.
I think you're searching for a fight right here. I think you are. Not with me.
Right.
I think with...
I'm searching for a fight with you, actually.
Me? No. I think with the show, like...
No, I just think there was a lot that was like... over the top. Here's the parts that I loved.
Okay.
The mall.
Okay.
The mall was where, I guess I liked the villain as the scary villain, although I did think it was a little gruesome for my taste. Parts of me was just like,
oh, ooh. Yeah. Well, in the show, basically, they take over humans, but at any moment they can kind of summon the human to like collapse into like a flesh jelly.
I didn't think they could come back.
Yeah, you're right. So
I think once they get summoned,
they're out getting more like people to build it up, right?
Right.
And
at any moment they can just be like, okay, I'm going to take them in, but I don't think they can come back out.
Or they could go together and then later on meet up with the big thing. You know, we don't know how it works, but
it's a really gross thing.
Parasite, weird thing. I was a little disappointed with the mall in that.
Is that what it's called?
What?
Oh, the mall. I thought it was like the villain's name was like Darth Maul, like the mall. I don't know why, but because we were just talking about that, I now remember that the mall is the location, the
Darth
set.
Darth Maul, you might be onto a money-making idea here. in the mall, I thought, because the way it was set up is that we'd be fighting zombies in a mall. And that's a classic, I think, Day of the Dead? Dawn of the Dead? The original, whatever, like thing. And I'm all for them just like... not ripping off, but just being like, we're having fun with this.
Homage.
And they didn't get to that. So I was a little bummed about that. Because they could have even started that and then have them all jellify there and do whatever big monster thing. I don't know. I mean, it was... I didn't think the ending... If you're looking for like all the parts to work in the show, I don't think that the ending, when they sort of close the gate or whatever, and that like solves everything... That's kind of a little weak to me. But I don't think anything's as strong as the first season with that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just think the characters are fun.
In the second season, did she do the thing with the blazer? She had a blazer on and she closed the gap with her mind.
Yeah, she had a blazer on. She closed the
gap. She looked like a business bitch closing
that. She was with the chief there.
Yeah.
And they were in the thing hanging down and she was closing it.
Yeah, yeah. Why was she
wearing
a blazer?
And he was like fighting off the dogs, the demodogs.
Yeah.
Demagogues. What's his name called?
My God.
Why was she wearing a blazer?
It looked sick. Oh, like maybe she came from like a costume dance. Because she was like, her hair was gelled back. Yeah. She looked cool.
Yeah. This is before, that season, most of the time the kids didn't know she was still alive. They thought she was gone.
Yeah.
So when she shows up, they're like, damn, that's season two. Season three, we begin with her and Mikey. What's the kid's name? Mikey?
Mike. Why are you saying Mikey? Who are you?
It's the little kid's Mikey. They're smooching a lot. There's a lot of smooching.
I didn't like that either.
Oh, you don't? Well, it was my favorite part of the show.
No, I just think, it's like, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't need to see 12-year-olds smooching that much. Yeah, I'm like, that's why I'm totally with the chief. I know.
Yeah. No, the chief is correct in that, but.
Kick down the door, chief. Pull Mikey out forcibly. Let's get him out of there, all right?
No, I agree. Like, that kid sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah. Whatever.
I know there's a balance. So, like, not even about the Russian thing, but, like, even about the chief and his aggression thing, right? They got to base these characters on real world, right? There's, like...
Yeah.
And you don't have to watch this. Like, you don't have to enjoy it. Like, if you don't want to see some angry man yelling at kids, I get it. But, like, that character probably would be like that, right?
No, I mean, I think he'd be worse.
Right, probably, right?
I think that's the other thing, is it's like, he'd be worse, but he's being treated as the hero. And right. Like, 90% of people are seeing him as the hero. And I thought in this season...
I don't think the show necessarily is on his side.
Yeah, maybe not. But I think they are generally...
I think the show from the beginning has been very smart with him. He is a hero, don't get me wrong. It's not like... But he's definitely flawed. And I think they're like... The show is, I think, winkingly and sort of in a fun way, always been like, we kind of need this guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We need the brute. He's got to get in there. We got to... Well, maybe the kids or whoever will put him in the right direction.
What I'm just saying is, I would have fucking loved it if instead, in the second season...
Yeah.
Other guy dies, Sean Astin's
the lead. Oh, wow. Well, Sean, I mean, by the way, do you know Sean Astin just blew up on Twitter? Like, people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then I was looking on his Twitter page.
What do you say, like,
other
guy from
Stranger Things? He was just retweeting everything. You know, like, when he's just like, this is so fun. He's just like retweeting. Yeah. And they were talking about all the different movies he was in. And I'm like, I saw them all. Like, he's literally.
Didn't it all just happen because there was a photo of him
in the otter?
Like, with an otter.
Yeah, right.
It was very cute.
Man. Which. Also reminds me of, I want to ask you this. This is really dumb, but do you remember there's the gif of the bearded guy in the woods, like, smiling and sort of, like, looking and being like...
Yes.
And there was it was going around that most people didn't know that was Robert Redford. And I was wondering if you knew it was him, because I don't know what I would guess, but some people thought it was Zach Galifianakis, which I thought was crazy. It doesn't look like him at all. But other people were
also,
just like...
Also, it's literally from the year 1980. It's, like, clearly... Yeah.
I don't like how you said 80, like, it was that old.
I mean, the film grain. I'm just talking about film grain.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about age.
Please say 70. 80 hurts my feelings a little bit. I'm just asking as a friend. Thank you.
When do you think that actually was from? What movie was
it? Oh, it's Jeremiah Johnson. It's from 72. I don't know. I'm making it somewhere around there. It could even be 80. No, it could be 80. But you were just saying generically old film. Go to 70 for me. All right. I wasn't even born in 80, but like, let's go back a decade. Go back to 1940. Actually, let's just go that way. No. And then people were like, this whole cycle happens all the time where people are like, are you fucking kidding me? You didn't know it was Robert Redford, and people like join that party. And then there's a response to that where it's like not everyone knows, you know, you're old people. People. Man, like, it's just like this back and forth. But did you know it was him?
I did not know it was Robert Redford.
Okay. I mean, it does kind of.
Do know what Robert Redford looks like. Right. He had just such a strong beard. He has such a strong beard in that gif. And it's like...
And it's a weird angle, like, too. Yeah, it's a weird angle.
So, no, I did not know.
What do you think of Robert Redford? Do you have, like, an opinion on him?
I think I'm pro him.
Okay.
But now that I think about it, I kind of might be, like...
What have you
mixing
seen?
Mixing him with, like, other sweet old men. Like Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, yeah. Paul Newman was the best.
Yeah, Robert Redford was in, I probably know him from, this makes me feel like I might be stupid. Was he in Great Gatsby?
Legal Eagles? Yes, he was in, yeah. Oh, no, he was.
Yeah, yep. That's probably what I know him from the most.
Yeah.
The Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, he was, he played Leonardo DiCaprio playing Jay Gatsby? Jay? Seems so informal. Is this Jay?
Very common name from what I found out from my other podcast, Someone Lived Here.
Oh, wait, Kendra, tell us about that. What episode are we on now?
Yeah. Oh, well, Jay Gould. I just think Jay Gould and Jay Gatsby, pretty similar names. Yep. I just finished the Lyndhurst Mansion one. Did we talk about that already?
Yeah.
I go bowling. I don't think we did.
I thought I mentioned that I really liked it on here, but maybe I think
you just told it to me in person.
You had that part with the bowling was delightful. You had me not only chuckling but smiling ear to ear.
Thank you. It was
I would whimsical. I had a whimsical time.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, well, that's Stranger Things season 3. I mean, we both liked it.
And you saw Maya
Hawke.
Except
Kendra hated it.
No, I really liked it.
You know what's funny is you wouldn't shut your pie hole about Maya Hawke, this whole thing. You're like, Maya. And I'm like, okay. And then I just see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and she has a small role there. I don't even know exactly what she did there, actually. Mm-hmm. And the whole time you were talking about it as far as Stranger Things, right? I'm watching the show and I'm like, I love her. Who's that? And I look it up and I'm like, oh.
The whole thing I've been
told. You know, it's her idea. So at the end, her and Steve have sort of they work at Scoops Ahoy together, mm-hmm. this ice cream shop in the mall. And he's Steve Harrington, although we kind of like him now, but he's still this sort of like former high school sort of great
star
who's now scooping ice cream, and she is sort of rolling his eyes at him all the time and making funny comments about
smart.
Him. And smart. And they kind of go along, and you're seeing this unfold, and you're like, oh, okay, like they're going to go through some shit together, and then finally he's going to come to his senses and be like, whoa, I've been hitting all these girls coming into the shop when I've been with this awesome woman the entire time.
Yes.
And when he finally does, she's
that
like, no.
Yep. Because she's interested in women.
Right. And you know that was her idea? Or their idea?
Oh, really?
They were talking about it.
Oh, they really didn't want to kiss.
And she... do you think that's what it was? No. No, I think she... I read something where it was said it was her idea. But then when she was talking about it, I think she said Steve and I talked about... Or what's the...
Joe,
your old pal, right?
Yes, my high school pal.
Yeah, your high school pal.
Yeah.
Was he like that? Was he like Steve Harrington in high school?
He was popular.
Okay, but like not.
And he did have great hair. Same exact hair.
Right.
Although I would say in this season, his hair has really grown out in a way that like.
It is funny where he was like, I got to show off my best asset. And then he just has this like helmet mop thing. You're like, is this really? I mean, I know he has great hair. Like, I wish I had that thick of hair, but I would do something else with it. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
But apparently like.
Well, also, but season one is a different style.
Yeah,
and then
right.
By season two
yeah.
and season three, I think season three, he overdoes it.
Yeah, but apparently she or they went to the director, right, or whatever, and they were like, hey, we actually think that this makes more sense this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being a really good scene.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch him not get it, because he wouldn't.
Yes.
And then sort of get it and be like, yeah,
totally.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you buy that that character would be that cool with it? I feel like...
of course not.
Okay. Well, I was...
Well, no, he would, because he's like been... he's now
I feel like after the drugging, all the stuff they went through, it's also like a time where he's just like, oh, okay. I do think if he had like... If it was just a normal everyday and he finally was like, oh...
I also think if...
I think he would assume that she would feel lucky for him to ask her out outside of those circumstances. And so there would be a defensiveness and anger if she said no. And then also...
I also think that she... I thought that scene was so funny when she's like, she does the scene where she says like, you never noticed me, but I noticed you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then was like, because I liked this girl.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, that's a bit of a, like, the way it was worded in the first scene felt just like.
Maybe they changed it after. Or maybe they liked that it was
No, agree. I think it was a good little like swap. But I was also thinking about how like. You probably wouldn't talk about someone like that.
No.
Like, I've never talked about someone like that in my life.
Well, I do it all the time.
I always was watching you. I saw everything you did.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't notice me.
Kendra, I've always been watching you. I've seen everything you did. You never noticed me. But it's because I hated the way John looked at you. I hate it. Now, question. Yes. Maya Hawke.
Mm-hmm. I just saw her. I've been watching Little Women.
Daughter of?
Ethan.
Ethan Hawke, and...
No, I like going, it's Ethan and Uma's daughter?
Ethan.
Oh, that's the daughter of Ethan and Uma.
Now,
Uma.
What's your favorite Ethan Hawke-Uma Thurman collaboration? Is it Maya Hawke or Gattaca? I gotta go with Gattaca as of now. She has a high ceiling, don't get me wrong, but I happen to love Gattaca.
Right.
It's a classic.
Do you actually?
Sci-fi movie from the late 90s. Yes, I do. Like,
I should watch it.
Great music, too. Have you seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh, let's see it.
And I love sci-fi.
It's, you know what? It's a sort of a toned down, I mean, it's, but it's great. Great.
Once we watch it, then you can start watching the 7 seasons of The 100.
Can we watch that, though? Let's watch Gattaca. Yeah. Wait, what else were we going to watch? I know I'm getting
Some Things. Sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's watch that. Sure.
No, I just assume. Oh, and Geostorm.
We're not watching Geostorm. I don't want to watch that.
I was talking about that. Maybe you were.
I'm very anti-Gerard Butler. Is he in that?
Are you?
He just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
As an action star. Okay, so Little Women.
We're just going to talk very quickly about mm-hmm. this. I've only seen 2 of the 3 episodes. Very much looking forward to...
Oh, it's just like a miniseries?
It's a three-part BBC thing. It's been all sweet so far, and I know the shoe's about to drop.
Yeah, they're all just going to die of TB.
Yeah, they're just like, bye! They just wave to the TV screen, and you're like, bye! Yeah.
Is this... Now, it's BBC. Do they all have English accents?
No. And I think it's like a BBC thing. America.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Because there is like a real, like Orphan Black, like actually yes. BBC America.
Yeah.
Like, America.
America.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Let us know how that third episode goes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be sad.
Yeah, you might want to buy tissues for that episode.
And also, I do want to... No, I'll stick with toilet paper, thank you.
Okay. Bring a fresh roll. Just roll it around your face like a
mummy.
Mummy, yeah.
I also just want to say I want to watch the new Dora movie.
Oh, right.
And I just want to like put that in here so that other people can be like, oh, they're going to talk about the new Dora movie.
Here's my problem.
You don't want to watch it.
It's a child's movie and we have to go to the seat in the theater.
I know.
It's a little awkward. Like we have to go to like the midnight showing, I think, for me to go.
It is tough. I hadn't really thought about it, but I just think it's going to be fun.
Just kidding.
I just think it's like I watched the trailer and I was like, I would love to watch this.
Kendra, I say this to you 1,000 times. I'll say it to anyone listening. I will go see any movie in the theater. I don't care. I just want someone to go to the movies with. No one wants to go with me. Nobody.
You have thousands of people who go with you.
No one ever goes with me.
You probably see like maybe 100 movies a year.
Well, since I moved to this wonderful city where there's 1,000 movie theaters and they're all playing very like old movies, new movies, great. Yes, I've watched a lot of movies in the theaters. It's great. I see a lot of movies twice now.
It's great. Good for you.
Oh, the disgust, the disdain in your voice.
Okay, what's our connection to Perry Gilpin?
Well, I don't know.
We have a very clean connection today.
Very clean.
Okay, so Perry Gilpin was in... Should we do it that way or the opposite? Yeah. Perry Gilpin...
I like to go the other way, but...
Perry Gilpin was in Flock of Dudes with a series of dudes... Some may say a flock.
Mm.
And one of the flock...
It's actually the collective noun for dudes. It's flock. Some say murder. Some say... Oh, wow. Okay, let's...
Yeah. Brian Gelman. Is that his name?
Brett
Gelman. Who I really like. And, I mean, like for being a terrible person. And he's in...
He's not a... I like him in... Stranger Things because he's not a terrible person.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's annoying and he's like sort of a crazy person, but he's like fun and he's part of
Have you not seen season two of...
I was just about to bring up Fleabag.
Fleabag.
Yeah, I've seen Fleabag. We talked about it.
You've seen season two.
And how great he was at being a like absolute like,
yeah, but I also love when he says... it's just a little bit of a line from it where he's like, how can you blame me for my personality? I can't change my personality. Like, I'm annoying, I'm awful. And I feel like that's exactly what he plays.
Yeah,
there's
right.
People who are like, I mean, like, he's actually a bad person, his character in Fleabag, but mm-hmm. in this, it's just, he's a, it's like, you know what I mean? He's a surface level annoying person,
right?
But underneath, he's a good person, which is nice.
He's on the side of truth and justice.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's...
Not the case in Fleabag season 2.
Yeah, so that's just 1 degree.
Right.
That's so
a great degree too.
Yeah.
Like Brett Gelman. Really good at playing.
Yeah, he's good. Very good.
He also did a thing a long time ago called Night of 1,000 Cats that I tried to find recently. I don't know if I could. And one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I just haven't seen it in 10 years.
Wow.
But look for it.
I'll look for
Night
it.
Night of 1,000 Cats
I
by
love
Brett Gelman.
Cats.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you very much. Please call in.
Yes. Let us know. And send us a text if you want us to do... I mean, like, not to this phone number. This phone number can't take texts. But if you know who we are, send us a DM over Instagram and tell us anything that you want us to talk about coming up. And if you, we're going to put a poll up that tells us if we should or shouldn't go see Dora.
Okay, fine. That's fun.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.